This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. And also in that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my accuser. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. The Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Beloved family of God, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Creator and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. One thing that you should know about me is that I have a hobby that really annoys my wife, Megan. And one of my very favorite things to do is I like to look for something to watch on Netflix. Not watch something on Netflix, right? That's a very different hobby. Not select something and watch through its duration. No, no. Scrolling through the menu, watching those kind of 30-second clips. I could do that for half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes even a full hour. Just scrolling through drives her up the wall. So one night a couple weeks ago, I was looking for something to watch, enjoying my nightly routine, I suppose, and I heard the voice of former President Barack Obama come on Netflix, and the trailer for this movie began with Barack Obama saying, you may not know the name Bayard Rustin, but you should. And lo and behold, he was right. You are correct, former President Barack Obama. I do not know the name Bayard Rustin. And it was so convincing that I actually clicked on it, watched the entire movie through its duration, and was riveted. This 2023 movie called Rustin, about this civil rights activist, Bayard Rustin. He was a key organizer in the 1963 March on Washington, gathering of 250,000 people to hear speakers like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who would give his famous I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington, and rally for racial equity and justice in our country. But one thing that we certainly know about the struggle for equal rights in this country was certainly true for Bayard Rustin in his life and his co-workers for justice. It's that the work was hard. That it was a struggle day in and day out against injustice and violence. And watching it, there are many days where it feels like we still are fighting those same struggles, that the fight for equality and justice is just as difficult as it was for him 60 years ago. There's many days where it feels like persisting in faith and praying through adversity are a slog in which we rarely see the light of day. I thought of the struggle that Rustin and his colleagues faced when I read about Jacob's wrestling and struggle with this unnamed divine figure and his insistence on being blessed. Right? Even this divine figure says, let me go. I have stuff to do. But Jacob is white-knuckled, clenched fist on him. I will not let you go until you bless me. You can hear him saying this through gritted teeth. I think this is a powerful reminder that faith isn't necessarily always these mountaintop moments or these divine revelations where there is joy and light and no darkness at all. Sometimes faith looks like struggling in the dark and holding tight to God, asking for and awaiting the blessing that comes at dawn. There's also a steadfast faithfulness and hope within each of these readings, not knowing what difference the work will make, but doing it anyway, in trust and in hope that tomorrow might just be a little better. In the parable that Jesus tells, this widow continues to come even though the judge openly acknowledges his unfairness. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole reading where the judge freely admits as he's talking to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone. At least he acknowledges it, right? You got to give him that. The widow continues to come, persists through this unfairness, right? The psalmist continues to lift his eyes to the hills, asking, where is my help to come? I think we look around and the struggles and the injustices of this world are evident and on display every time we turn on the news or we open our social media feeds to scroll. One of the things, I learned a new word recently, and I think this captures so much of the sort of malaise in our world. There's a new word that is scrolling our social media feeds with this just weight on us. It's called doom scrolling. Anyone ever heard this word? It's scrolling through our social media feeds with just this impending sense of doom for what might come next. Now, the good news is that we are not the first to feel such discouragement. Certainly, Rustin and the civil rights leaders felt it. The Apostle Paul certainly felt it. Jesus and his disciples surely did as well. And yet, through all of it, there's this kernel of hope in each of these readings, a sort of holy defiance against despair that encourages us to keep going. One of Bayard Rustin's famous quotes is, he said this, he said, "We need in every community a group of angelic troublemakers." This is that persistence against giving in to a weary world. Angelic troublemakers refusing to let despair or hopelessness have the final word. Jesus closes this parable with a haunting question. He tells this story of this unjust judge finally granting justice to the persistent widow. And yet he ends with, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" In the end, it's not a sort of pristine, unblemished faith that Jesus seeks. It's not a faith that has never been tested or tried or put through those long nights. But has our faith and our trust in God, has the light of Christ that was given to us in our baptism been able to withstand the torrents against it? With a persistent faith that holds on to God like Jacob through every night of struggle. Now, those struggles can come from outside of us, and they can certainly rise up from within our own hearts as well. Timothy is continually reminded of the temptation of others to give up on sound teaching, to follow things that sound good. I love that "tickle the ears" is a phrase that is in our holy scriptures, right? The phrase "tickle the ears" means things that sound good rather than the path that Jesus lays out, path of discipleship to love and to serve our neighbor. Doing the right thing, continuing to take the high road is a difficult task. Loving our neighbor when our neighbor is doing things that make it hard to love him is not easy. We can get worn down by that struggle. Ultimately, this is what happens to the unjust judge, right? In verse 5, he grants her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. This wearing me out is a Greek phrase that likens it to boxing. And it's a boxing kind of metaphor. The physical exertion of a boxing match where fighters get so worn down they can hardly lift their arms. It's a kind of bone-deep wear that arises from the struggle to hold fast to faith. This charge that's given to Timothy has been passed down by faithful generations, and it's given to us to take up as a mantle to pass on to the next generation. Right? This message that Timothy is given, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. We were talking at our church council meeting this past week, and we had a devotion time on this text about how hard it can be to convince and rebuke others with patience. As for you, he continues, we hear, be sober in everything, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and carry out your ministry fully. It's a powerful charge for us to take on as followers of Jesus. I was reading a book this past week about a theologian named Dallas Willard. And one of his go-to descriptions of the Bible is that it's a book written by disciples for disciples about being disciples. I like that description of what it is because it's a reminder that we are not the first people who have faced these struggles. That the people who were writing these, inspired by the Holy Spirit, were inspired to be encouragers in faith for us even all these generations later. Just like the apostles, Timothy and others had a ministry of persistence and prayer, just like Bayard Rustin had a ministry of equity and justice to carry out, you and I have been given ministries to tend as well. Carry out your ministry fully is the charge. We've been given ministries of prayer and care for those in our community. We've been given the task of loving God and loving our neighbor, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. I don't mean to spoil anything about this movie, Rustin, if you all are convinced to watch it now, but the March on Washington happens. They succeed in planning the March on Washington. It's a thing that, if you read history books, or you know, you also know that. But afterward, many of the organizers are going to a nearby restaurant to celebrate. And they invite Bayard out to join them. He's been a main planner, instigator of this. Come on, come out and celebrate with us. But he declines. And instead, he grabs a trash bag to join the cleanup crew of people who are doing the work that has been left to them. And so for the long nights of struggle when your prayers seem unanswered, our encouragement is to keep praying. For the days when our witness feels small, our charge is to keep hoping. For the times when things seem unfavorable and our hearts grow weary, lift your eyes to the hills. The world may certainly be weary, but God continues to hold up and find faith with us in our angelic troublemaking and in loving our neighbors in Jesus' name. And for that, we can say thanks be to God. Amen.